Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Wow, there's so much to talk about on this Friday. Good morning. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you're doing fabulous. It's kind of outside, but that's okay. Because if you just keep a smile on your face, a song in your heart, whatever you want to keep in your heart, and a good attitude, we can get through this. I promise you, we will get through this. It is possible. Now, I'm going to bring you some things that you might think, Monica, how can we get through this when this keeps happening? Oh, I know. But things are coming back. Jobs are coming back. The economy is coming back. The market is coming back. Of course, those are things that the left don't want you to know or really dwell on. The things going on behind the scenes, you gotta love it. And this weekend, let's see, Forest Service campgrounds around Lake Tahoe, Humboldt-Toyobe National Forest, they're opening up today. Tahoe South is reopening today under some, you know, revised guidelines. But you know what? The important thing is that you can get out and enjoy our beautiful, beautiful Northern Nevada, Eastern California. We have so much to be thankful for here. And you know what? There's art exhibits going on. There's different discussions. There's farmers markets. You know, I'm really encouraging the farmers markets in all areas just for the basic fact that you're supporting your local farmers and you know what you're getting. I mean, seriously. Nowadays, the fruits, the vegetables, even the meats, you don't know where it's coming from. So know where your food is coming from. Know the farmers, know the ranchers in our area. And know that we have tight-knit communities who are going to get through all this. Shout out to our state employees that listen. I'm sorry that furloughs are being enacted. I'm sorry that there are hiring freezes. You may feel that, you know, you got to do a little bit more, but you know what? There are still people that have not received any unemployment yet. There are still people that don't have jobs. There are still people whose businesses are completely shut down. I'm not saying that I was going to run out and get another tattoo. I mean, I've already got three. I could think of another one to get, but my husband would probably kill me. He thinks that I have three too many, but, you know, everybody's got their opinion. But if you've ever gotten a tattoo before, once again, like hair salons, one of the most disinfected places you will ever see when you go to professionals. So what's the deal? Every parlor I've been in, you don't sit right next to somebody else. Lots of space in between. Gloves being worn. It just shows that the governor is picking and choosing who opens. When everything should be opened right now with no restrictions. Everything open, no restrictions. But the farther that we fall into financial distress, which I believe, if my brain is working, 1.9, $1.4 billion shortfall for 2021. Where do you think that money's going to come from? That's just the state. What is the city of Reno going to come up with? What is Washoe County going to come up with? This is not pretty. Of course, the way that the city raises money, the county raises money, special events, tourism, they're still canceling stuff. Sure, you heard the word that we're not having fireworks on the 4th of July. Which is going to be dangerous, even more dangerous now. I'm sorry, not because some casinos haven't come forward yet and saying there is cancer. We're not having Star Spangled Sparks. To me, that's the fireworks show. That's the big one. Downtown casinos might do something. But if anything, that's just putting us in a very bad position because people are going to celebrate the 4th of July. And I have a feeling that that means illegal fireworks are going to be popping up all over the place. So we have to be prepared. Because on HBO, you're not going to be able to sit down and watch Gone with the Wind. I love it when they ban something. Because what do people do? They take care of themselves. I already had my copy of the classic. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. It gives you a picture, a beautiful picture of history. What the South was like, what it went through, and where we are today. I'm not talking about the slavery. I'm talking about the gowns, the plantations, the beautiful homes, the way that they spoke and they addressed each other, the gatherings. But you also look at it that we have come this far. This is the least racist country in the world. So much opportunity. And yet we just keep bowing down and getting on our knees. Statues either being removed by cities and counties or states, or they're being removed by the radical left, which they have no clue of what history is because they're erasing it. And if you think erasing history is the right thing to do, then you may be part of the problem. Because if you don't know history, you are bound to repeat it. how would we be bound to repeat slavery? We are. We are all going back into slavery right now. People who don't obey are being beaten, are being killed, are being rounded up to certain areas. Yes, I was going to touch on what's going on in Seattle, which is, it's pretty funny, actually, when people don't have an education, which obviously these people don't, of history, because they are the biggest hypocrites around. They want to de-arm, not just defund, they want to de-arm police. And yet they are armed with long guns. Some serious weaponry in the pictures that are coming out of Chaz. But the mayor there is praising it. Jenny Durkin. You know, another one of those Democrats that keeps getting reelected like Hillary Sheevy. She defends the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone as patriotic. Patriotic. The signs say the free. You are entering the free. Well, what's free about it? Because you have borders. You have to have your ID checked at the border. If you want protection for your business or for yourself, you have to pay. People are being raped. They're being attacked. That's coming from the chief of police there. But they can't, they're getting the 911 calls, but they can't get anybody in there to help. So how is that patriotic? That's just a nine. I kind of shorten the word there. What else are we losing? You can't watch Gone with the Wind, so thank goodness the sales of the movie have skyrocketed. People are just going to go out and get their own copies. It's like when they tried to pull Blazing Saddles. I had my copy. It's one of the most, that's one of the funniest movies that ever been made. Even minorities can attest to that. But no, if you laugh at it, you're just evil. Mel Brooks had it right. A lot of comedians have it right. If we don't laugh at this stuff, then what do you do? Paw Patrol, Cops Live, cops, who are you going to call? Better not call the cops. Because Democrats are defunding them. They're demoralizing them. They're making them the bad guys. When I have always been taught that they are the good guys. They're the ones you call in the middle of the night. They're the ones that are going to come and help you and even save you. And you know what? When you call 911, because I have before, they don't ask you about your race. They don't ask you about your religion, how much money you make. They just ask you for your address and what's going on so the cops can be prepared. Yet for the left, for the anarchists that Democrats are letting take over this country and put people into fear, well, they're on board with that, including our Reno City Council, Republicans and Democrats. Not so much Bonnie Weber, but Neoma Jardin. You know who I was talking about. We'll be back after this on The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica J Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM
you
Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine. And we agree to
yeah.
agree.
Not a patriot like the ones that they're calling out in Seattle, in the autonomous zone, in Chaz. Yeah, I can't believe their mayor, who they're calling for the dismissal of, who hasn't even been into the Chaz zone yet, she's calling them patriots. Well, that's because, you know, she doesn't want to look like she ain't woke. Well, let me tell you how woke we may all be soon here. This is pretty bad. BLM, we know, is a domestic terrorist organization in my mind, in my opinion. BLM wants to get into schools, and they have a plan on what they want to teach. By the way, I would love to hear from you today. Our talk and text line, 884-9910. And log on to 991fmtalk.com. Take a little trip with our poll question today. You can tell where the poll question comes from because I was not particularly happy with the election process, especially if you are an independent voter and the offices that people hold. Should the nonpartisan designation be done away with in all elections? Should the nonpartisan designation be done away with? Because I want to know, and I want to fight for Republicans to be elected. And this whole BS of the school board just, you know, going down to the top two vote getters. No. It should be Republican versus Democrat. That just, I mean, I get it. I know what the nonpartisan is for. But we also need to change our independent voting restrictions, and we need to lift them. We need to help them be able to get their votes in. If they want to be designated as independent, that's fine. But they need to be able to vote in the primaries. I don't know how much I can stress it. The primaries are the most important elections we have. The most important. That it's not treated that way. You didn't see the campaigning, you didn't see the signs, you didn't see the write-ups on everybody. That's because they don't want you to know who you're voting for. The judges, the attorneys, the every single office. All right. But here's what I want you to know about BLM. Because it's not about Black Lives Matter. It really isn't. Here's a fact for you from Candace Owens. Black Lives Matter riots have destroyed more innocent Black lives in the last month than white officers have in a decade. Think about that for a minute. And this is what they want to teach in school. It has nothing to do, really, with the National Organization of Black Lives Matter. They want in the schools so they can teach globalism, transgender affirming, and queer affirming, they want to teach, and they're actually, they've already gotten the endorsement of the National Education Association. That's the largest teachers union in the United States. They already have their endorsement to do this. Take a deep breath on that one. That's another reason why the school board of trustees is so important. The things that they want to teach, the globalism, the climate crisis, they want to argue with you about racism and xenophobia. This movement is being purchased by George Soros. And if you don't understand that, I don't know any other way of getting you to recognize that this country is being destroyed from within with money from George Soros. Oh, and by the way, a new funder, who's an old funder that I really haven't mentioned, Tom Steyer. Yeah. Tom Steyer. Remember him? The guy that was running for president? Yeah. Thank goodness he didn't get through. All right. We'll be back on your live and local FM talk stations at 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here with me today on this Friday. Yes, it is Friday. I know that. And I'm going to try and be bright and cheery and sunny and, you know, a little excited, actually. Went out last night and I have peppers on the pepper plant and I have tomatoes coming in. And I don't know, my cucumber and my zucchini plants are just thriving. This kind of cooler, you know, starting of the day has actually been really good for the plants. So as we look at Black Lives Matter getting their agenda into the school systems, you can pretty much do away with STEM. Remember what we fought so hard to get? The science, technology, engineering, mathematics, that all of the kids should be able to learn that. But now the schools are just being turned into, all the schools, not just universities, all the schools are turning into social justice re-education centers, indoctrination centers. I'm just wondering how many people, how many parents are going to take the step to keep their kids out of the school system and do homeschooling? Because there are legislators who do not want you doing that. Not Republican legislators. They want school choice. Democrat legislators. 884-9910, the talk and text lines. Let's go to those right now and check in with Ken this morning. Wants to talk about UNR and that good old Colin Kaepernick. Thanks for calling the show today, Ken.
Well, hi, good morning. Just a couple of things. Just the fact that, you know, rightfully so, UNR kept their distance from this guy. And now, because they're going to feel some heat, they're all part of the BLM crowd. And It's disgusting. And it's part of the big campaign to get him on some NFL team. But that's disgusting. And the other thing I'd throw in here, Monica, frankly, I'm disgusted that the Republicans are not more vocal in their opposition to all of this stuff. Trump is pretty much out there on his own, screaming about. And where are the Republicans backing him up? Nowhere. So those are my two thoughts.
Thank you so much for those thoughts, Ken. And I just, I mean, look at it. It's not only about Colin Kaepernick. Look at the whole kneeling thing. The NFL, not just the NFL, the majority of the sports league. It's okay. If you want to kneel during the national anthem, go ahead and kneel. That's your right. That's your privilege. It keeps getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And the worst part is we've always had some sort of comeback every time we're called a racist, you know, for wanting there to be American pride. We have an amazing system right now. There is not one industry that you can show me that everybody enjoys, from acting to academia to medicine, scientists, that minorities do not enjoy a place in. If you want to work, if you want a certain profession, you have to work hard for it. Everybody does. But these people want everything just handed to them. And what happens when you just hand things to people? Everything breaks down. People appreciate things when they work for them. Why do you think nobody cared about the rioting? People going in and just stealing it's from big corporations. Who cares? So many black leaders coming out and saying, let it burn, burn it all. Till it got to their neighborhood, to their gated communities. But as far as the stores, it's just stuff. It's replaceable. What about the black officers that were protecting that stuff that were murdered? Murdered by people from their community, murdered by people from outside of their community that literally don't care about anything. They don't value life. They don't value property. If they can go in and steal it, all the better. Then go in and steal it without police interference, all the better. They want free housing, yet they burn the affordable housing down because they want chaos. They are being paid to create chaos, even right here in Reno. Have you looked up Sunrise Movement yet? Just another one of those groups working with Antifa, all in the guise of getting into schools and getting to kids, the younger generation, who, I don't know, I'm not a parent, have been so busy with getting their kids to soccer, ballet, skiing, whatever, and not paying attention to their education. Look at what they're being taught now. And guess who's getting into it? Merriam-Webster. I guess we should call it Merriam-Wokester now. Because they are going to redefine racism. But wait a minute, I thought we already had a definition for racism. Yeah, no, that's not good enough. The definition of racism is going to be broadened. What? Why would you do that? Because they want to be woke. It's mind-boggling. It truly is. But both the left and the right are allowing it. The left is pretty much taking it as far as they can go. The right, on the other hand, where's anybody speaking up about it? You're the only ones. Let's go back to the talk and text line, 884-9910, and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. You want to talk about the rioters?
Yes, and I think that black life doesn't matter and a human race matters. Every single color and every single person matters. And I think that we need to take away and slowly stop voting for people who are not in our group of what we believe in, and vote for the libertarians and get them in there. If everybody do it, like if everybody comes in together and vote for them instead of the Democrats or even the Republicans, we will have more change. And we need to stop the defund the cops. No. What if they defund the cops and somebody comes in and 911, you can't get a hold of 911? What will happen then? We need more control. We need to stop trying to be like Russia or even North Korea or Syria with all those people blowing up everything. We had a World War II of Hitler. Do we need another World War III in our community?
Well, that's what they're trying to instigate, Neil. Honestly, they want a World War III. They want a civil war. And that is what they are going for. Right now, people are pushing back and they are afraid. But when you've got the media against you, it takes some time. Look at the true patriots, the real patriots that, you know, unlike who the mayor of Seattle says are the patriots, the Chaz people. No, the true patriots are the people that came out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who come out in the smaller communities and protect their community and basically kick Antifa and BLM out of their cities. They know they're not going to have it. So they come out legally open carry and they stand their ground. I am so proud of all of the people who have come out in Carson City, in Reno, in Fallon, everywhere across northern Nevada, whether they had long guns, short guns, sidearms. You were made out to be the bad guys, from the governor, the media, all the media. You were the ones instigating things. And yet you stood your ground. And you protected everyone. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Mark this morning. Mark, you want to talk about a race war?
Actually, the last time we spoke, I guess we didn't have enough time for me to finish what I was saying about a race war and why it is needed. And why... Here's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I guess it was last weekend. We were out in front of buildings. We had our ARs locked and loaded. There were biker gangs everywhere. It was the most calmest protest you ever wanted to see in your entire life. Mm-hmm. There will never be a race war because they will always back down. And I don't want to say white people. I want to say people that are against Black Lives Matter, which is the most racist group, quote-unquote organization, quote-unquote cult that there is in the United States right now besides Antifa. okay? They will not do anything as long as we stand our ground and we protect our families and our businesses like we did in Reno last weekend. There will never be looting or rioting in Reno if we continue to stand our ground. And that's what we need to do throughout the United States of America.
And we need to do it every single day, not just when, you know, we hear that these guys are going to be out. I want to see more people open carrying.
I open carry just about every day. Obviously, with on a job, I cannot do that. So, but when I'm off work, I carry every day. The other thing that I'm going to do, which I thought was illegal in the United States, or at least in Nevada, and I found out today that it's not illegal. You could put gun racks on your trucks, and I'm going to go buy gun racks today, and I'm going to start carrying my AR wherever I go. It's just that time that we need to show I'm not backing down. You want to mess with me? You threaten my life? I'm ending yours. That's how it's got to be.
Whatever happened to gun racks? I remember those.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, all the trucks used to have gun racks, and the kids would, you know, even in school, you'd see their trucks. And
well, they stopped. No, I found out today, I have a friend of mine who's a sheriff, and he told me that was the one thing that they did stop. Kids cannot bring their pickup trucks to school with gun racks, even if there's no guns on the gun racks. I guess it's insinuating what they're putting on, obviously, it's a gun. But from what I was told today by the sheriff, you can go to a store and buy all the gun racks you want, and they're legal. And you can carry your weapon on the gun rack, which I will have mine on this weekend. It's not even going to be an issue.
So, absolutely fantastic. Where are you going to be out this weekend?
If there's a protest, I'll have my AR, and I'll be standing in front of a building somewhere.
I think there's
it'll be locked and loaded, ready for war.
I think there's one in Carson City this weekend, and I know that the American flags are going to be out on Mill Street. So, you know what? Drive around and look for one and stand with your neighbors.
I'm not going to worry about Carson City. It's a cow town. Still is, even though it's big now. They're not going to riot or loot in Carson City. Reno, if the biker gangs come out like they did last time and we all meet up with our guns, they're not going to loot or riot. It's going to be a very peaceful thing. And, you know, the problem with me is I'm an older guy. I like to get my sleep. So I don't want to wait until 3 o'clock in the morning to go home. And then I got horses to feed and all kinds of stuff to do. But I just wanted to voice my opinion on, look, if they want a race war, let's give them one. They're never going to show up. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That's true. They're
never going to show up.
They won't. Mark, thank you so much for calling in today and expanding on what you started last week, because it's true. And I have a feeling that those bikers showed up from the Auburn area, probably, because Antifa said that they were going to cause destruction there, and the Mongols and the Hell's Angels for the first time ever came together. Maybe those are the guys that showed up. Who knows? We'll go protect other areas since they backed down from ours. So we'll be right back after this with more of your calls and emails and texts, all right here on your live and local FM talk shows or talk stations on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. Glad you're here with me. And just a little bit of history for you. Kneeling is a trigger. I don't know if you saw this, but there was an officer in Washington, D.C. who knelt with Black Lives Matter. They weren't kneeling at the time, but he knelt down. He thought it would show solidarity and that things would change. And now he's coming out and saying that he regrets that he did that. Because nothing changed. Nothing got better. Just received a text. Kneeling is a trigger. Oklahoma black people were made to kneel and then they were beheaded. I need to look up on my history. I don't remember hearing that, but I do know that, you know, the only person I'm going to kneel before is God. And when you do kneel in front of particular groups, yeah, you do get beheaded. An email, let's see, Richard Petty racing driver Bubba Wallace is the only black man in the top tier of NASCAR, and the number 43 car will now be sporting hashtag Black Lives Matter. NASCAR is done. They just alienated about 90% of the NASCAR followers, including me and my son. That's interesting. Let's see, another email. The mayor had them write Black Lives Matter on the street by the White House yesterday at 1 a.m. on Rom Street in my old area of responsibility. 7 people were shot. I've been retired for 15 years and nothing changes. No, nothing changes. And we'll talk about that coming up right after this Fox News update and your business update. Business is good for some people. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.